We are very fortunate to have had over a decades-long partnership with ABC Books on North Glenstone, making it possible for us to interview authors all across the world with a whole variety of different types of books, and of course they keep them stocked there, and we keep these interviews archived. It's a great resource at ksgf.com. If you finish up a book and you're just at a loss, what do I read next? You can scroll through, and if you see something, you think, that looks interesting, listen to the author talk about the book. What can give you more and better insight than that? I would suggest nothing. Robert Hutchinson, who we've had on, I believe, before regarding his book, What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination, has a new book, What Really Happened, The Death of Hitler. Today we think, what do you mean what really happened? He died, right? Well, interestingly enough, after World War II, only 50% of Americans polled said that they didn't believe that Hitler or Eva Braun had committed suicide. And in fact, Stalin himself had told Allied leaders that Soviet forces never even found his body. So there's a lot of unanswered questions there. And that's why Robert Hutchinson wrote the book and is with us this morning. Thank you. I appreciate it. After the Lincoln book, Hitler, I guess, mystery surrounding there. I suppose the mystery itself is the reason you wrote the book.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people don't realize that 2015, the History Channel launched a 3-year reality TV series, which it took very seriously the claim that Hitler escaped and lived in Argentina. And there's been a slew of books, most famous of them being Grey Wolf, that said just that, that Hitler managed to get away and that they put body doubles in his place and put somebody else was burned and so on, and that he actually managed to escape justice. So that's why I decided to do this this topic.
So people, like you said, I mean, this is a thing that people have thought and talked about, and it seems to me as if in modern day, for most people, if they see this sort of a headline or they hear someone suggest it, they think, that's just weirdo. That's in line with we didn't really land on the moon sort of stuff. But evidently, I mean, there's enough there to write an entire book on us. Tell us what you found and what leads people to believe legitimately that maybe Hitler wasn't killed.
Well, there actually were a lot of things that happened that buttressed this conspiracy theory. I mean, people in 1960, when they found Adolf Eichmann living in a house that he built himself on Lombardy Street in Buenos Aires, the Israeli intelligence took him to Jerusalem to stand trial. That really publicized the fact that a lot of top Nazis actually did escape. There's a lot of weird pieces of information that came out over the years. In 2014, Barack Obama authorized the release of top-secret FBI files about Hitler, and it turned out the FBI was investigating reports of his escape for decades after the end of the war. So the FBI took it seriously, or at least seriously enough that it dispatched agents to South America to check it out. So it wasn't entirely crazy. This isn't quite the same as Space Aliens capturing Elvis and so on. There was a lot of information that buttressed the story. But in the end, it really was a fake news story. The Russians really did outright lie. They found Hitler's remains, and they kept them hidden for 25 years before they finally destroyed them. And they continued to lie about it for about 50 years. And it wasn't the truth really only came out as late as 2018, when they finally were able to do scientific tests on a piece of jawbone that the Russians had, that they were able to prove that it really was Hitler's teeth. That's how long it took to really put this story to bed.
So why? What was the motivation to hide?
You know, no one really knows that. No one knows why Stalin outright lied. I mean, he flat out lied to Western allies and said, we never found a body. And what most people don't realize is when the U.S. Army, the Western allies, didn't enter Berlin for 2 months after the war until July 1945. We basically let the Russians have Berlin to do what they wanted, and what they wanted to do was utterly destroy it. So when the U.S. Army arrived, there was no body. you know, all we had to go on is what the captured Nazis said. And they told the same story, that the one that everyone knows, that was in that 2004 German movie Downfall, that Hitler shot himself. Eva Braun took poison, and they took the bodies upstairs and threw gasoline on them and burned them. But there was no evidence of that. You know, the Russians showed people a hole and said, gee, you know, we never found a body. So that's why this story continued, is because the Russians lied about it.
You mentioned the gray wolf, and one of the claim in that book is that Hitler and Eva Braun, that they lived on this isolated chalet in the Andes, and it wasn't until the 60s that Hitler died. Everything that you write about here, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward. How do those claims get formulated? From what information do they draw that sort of claim?
Well, that's what's so bizarre about this, is that I read all those books. I read Grey Wolf. I read all the conspiracy books, and I watched the reality TV series. If they have a book that's, say, 300 pages, 280 of those pages are background material about legitimate things like Nazi gold, about the two Nazi submarines that did land in Argentina, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And they only spend about 10 or 20 pages on the claims that Hitler actually was in Argentina. And then those claims turn out to be hearsay three times removed, that there was a guy who knew a guy who claimed to be Hitler's physician, who took care of him, and then wrote his memoirs and gave it to this other guy, but he lost those memoirs, but he could recall them from memory, what was in it. That's at the end, Grey Wolf, that's what it's kind of like. So you're actually really, really disappointed when you've read all this stuff that makes you think, yeah, it's plausible. This really could have happened. And then you get to their evidence and you realize there isn't any. So that's basically why I decided to write this book.
But it's so fun to read, though, isn't it? You know, it's such a weird human condition. And I've often thought about this, what it is about the human mind, I guess, that is drawn towards those sorts of stories. It's almost this desire to want the unexpected to be true.
Yeah, I think so. I think, we really crave stories like this. But also people continue to be fascinated with World War II. I mean, my agent will tell me, you know, write another World War II book, because you can always sell World War II. There's this absolute fascination with World War II that continues to this day. So,
well, and I remember at one point, I think it was growing up, and who knows, it may have been in the National Enquirer or something, but photos of Hitler in Argentina, and you know, there's some old guy out planting flowers or something, and it's sort of a grainy footage or photo of somebody that is supposed to be Hitler. So, I mean, these have been relatively active claims for some time.
Yeah, well, the FBI, if you can go on the FBI's website and download all 782 pages of the recently declassified FBI files. And in those files, you'll find a grainy picture of a guy with a little Hitler-like mustache that was supposedly taken in Paraguay or wherever, a guy showed a guy who gave it to a reporter. And, you know, so that's how these claims have arisen, is these kinds of reports.
We're talking with our author of the week, Robert Hutchinson, sponsored by ABC Books in North Glenstone, the book What Really Happened, The Death of Hitler. Why did the FBI, were they just trying to find out more solid, concrete evidence as to actually what happened, or were they trying to put it to rest, all these rumors, or was there a curiosity as to whether or not he did escape and live somewhere else until a natural death?
I don't really know. You know, you read all these things, and it seems like the FBI is doing its diligent duty. You know, you'll get letters from people that say they saw Hitler working at Woolworths, the lunch counter at Woolworths in Brooklyn, and the FBI will write back. J. Edgar Hoover will write back and say, "Thank you, madam, for your report. We take it very seriously, and we'll investigate it." So, I think they just, you know, whenever they were getting any kind of credible reports, that they would investigate them. But you know, this is how they started the History Channel's series, with an ex-CIA agent, was based on a hearsay report of a Los Angeles Examiner reporter who talked to a guy in a bar in L.A. and who claimed to have been on the beach when the submarine landed. And that's the basis of this whole reality TV series, was this one report that came in 1945. So it's just kind of cool. It makes you really skeptical about how news
yes.
and history is made.
Yes, absolutely it does, particularly if you look at a lot of the things that are going on today. Finally, was there anything you did find that you were surprised by in your research?
I was surprised by how quickly democracy was subverted in Germany, but I really went deep into the history of how Hitler got into power. People don't realize that he was democratically elected.
Yeah.
He played by the rules, and then how quickly he was able to take over the government. It's kind of somebody recently said that Americans treat democracy like a football, and what they really should do is treat it like a Fabergé egg, the most precious thing they have.
Wow.
And you really see that with Germany. They treated their democracy like a football, and what they got was Hitler.
Well, technically, I guess you get, I mean, that's what democracy is, whatever the majority wants. Robert Hutchinson, what really happened, the death of Hitler? I like that that analogy, the football and the Fabergé egg. Thank you so much. Very interesting stuff. Really appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Springfield's Talk 104.1, and as always, ABC Books, Northland. So, that is when he was talking about the way these storylines are formulated. And, you go back and it's like, well, this person said they heard it from that person who said they heard it from that person. And as you watch the hearings that are ongoing yesterday with Acting Attorney General Yates at one point before Lindsey Graham's committee, and that you hear, that sort of same telephone tag game played to some degree when it comes to the Russian investigation. Like, well, this person said this and that person said that. And it does make you question so much about what it is that we supposedly know. Thank you again, Robert Hutchinson. What really happened, the death of Hitler? I'm Nick Reed, Springfield's Talk 104.1.